Buck Pennington from the Archives of American Art, here today interviewing Mr. Morty Gassner. Now, Mr. Gassner, we're going to begin today with just some basic facts of your life. When were you born?
May 27th, 1899.
And where?
In New York City.
Could you tell me something of your background, where your parents lived and what they did and what the situation was like when you were growing up?
I was born in Harlem at the time when the buildings, which are now slums, were still being built. In fact, my first anti-social act was to burn down the fence around the city block, which had not yet been built across the street. I was at that time four.
And could you tell me when you first started developing an interest in art?
My interest in art seemed to have been more or less self-conscious or unconscious because I was drawing all the time, but I wasn't aware that that made me an artist until after I finished high school, at which time the choice came of carrying out what had been planned for me to go to Cornell to study forestry, or to go to art school, which was my mother's desire.
When you were in high school, did you take art classes, and did you attend public high schools in New York at that time?
I don't know why it was that I went to the Manual Training High School in Brooklyn, New York. It was a public high school, and I did not take any special art courses, but I became art director of the magazine while I was there.
And then you say you decided you would go off to Cornell and study art?
No, I was going to go to Cornell to study forestry. My father had a sense that this country was wasteful of its resources as early as that. And I suppose with an instinct, which was we call it now ecological, thought it would be a career for me, since I love to be outdoors, to become a forester. And I was directed, and I had already signed up when I graduated to go to Cornell. But during the summer vacation between times, my mother persuaded me to give art some consideration, and I did. Now, that's in its own self an interesting thing, because on a walk we took at the time I had just graduated, she said to me, Morty, there's something I owe it to you to tell you, since you've decided to go into something which isn't according to what I had dreamed for you. And this matter of dreaming is literal. When I was carrying you, when I was pregnant with you, I prayed that I might have a son who would be an artist. And I was hoping that when you graduated school, I could persuade you that you do have a reason for being an artist, in the sense that you have some talent. Why don't we go and look at the art schools and see what they have on view and make up your mind?
So you looked in the art schools in New York?
Yes, we went to all the art schools, which had at that time exhibitions of students' work. And we landed finally at 80th Street and Broadway, where the so-called, at that time, New York School of Fine and Applied Art had a whole building, a studio building, which is still there. And Frank Alva Parsons was the very much alive founder and proprietor and principal of that school. And on his death, it became known as the Parsons School.
Oh, that was the beginnings of the Parsons School of Design then.
That is correct. And I graduated in 1919, which was, of course, when we were at war. There were some interesting things about the school, very interesting things. It was a school which had wonderful classes in interior design and interior architecture, and it had illustration and fine art, and it also had advertising art. And by some adverse principle or other, I was directed into the advertising course, but it seemed that I sort of rolled all over the map and sort of took everything. Now, when I was in my second year, there was a scholarship called a Liberty Loan Scholarship, which was to be voted for by both the faculty and the student body, and I happened to have been chosen for that. I tried to reject it because financially we didn't need it as much as others, but they didn't take that as bona fide, so I went through my last term on a scholarship.
Your last term at the art school?
That is correct.
When you left the art school, by this time it would have been 1919, and the First World War was coming to a close, and did you begin a career at that point?
I did. It happened, unfortunately, that my